56. Lawton walked him through the house to the back deck, turning on lights when they got there. They both sat in Adirondack chairs that even Jesse, not an avid consumer, knew were not cheap. "Now exactly what is it that I'm supposed to have lied to you about?" Lawton said. "And so you know, I don't have a lot of time. I've got a date coming over in about half an hour. And I'm guessing it would be kind of a mood killer to have the chief of police on the premises when she arrives." Jesse smiled. "You told me you were rich as shit, Thomas," he said. "When it turns out you're pretty much the opposite of that, at least until you sell the land." Lawton said, "You're the one who's full of shit." "Thinking no," Jesse said. "And this is on me, by the way. I did the background work on Billy Singer and money problems that might chase him all the way into jail. And I did the work on Barone, who still wants people to think he can lick any man in the house, but might be about to sell off one of his casinos, or both of them, if the banks don't take them first. So I knew why they need this deal to go through, and the sooner the better." "Is there a point to this fascinating presentation?" Lawton said. "Once you inherited everything from your old man," Jesse said, "you didn't want to make money the boring, old-fashioned way. You wanted to open a club in Boston, which you did, until you closed it last year. You wanted to open restaurants and buy racehorses and even get into show business. But the horses ended up either back in the pack or lame. When you wanted to go Hollywood, you burned money on a couple of big box office losers right out of the box. I don't know about you, but I'm detecting a bit of a downward spiral here." "Who came up with this?" Lawton said. "Guy I know who specializes in financial bullshit artists like you," Jesse said. "See, I was like everybody else in town when I looked at Trust Fund Thomas, who came from a long line of Lawtons, most of whom had the best interest of the town at heart. I always assumed that there was something written down saying I couldn't sell it," Lawton said. "We went over this already. Turns out there wasn't anything written down." "And aren't you the lucky boy because of that?" Jesse said. "You've got this all wrong," Lawton said. "People keep telling me that," Jesse said, "about almost everything. I'm starting to doubt myself." "And I'm telling you that nobody's ever going to run a benefit for me," Lawton said. "I mean, wake up. Do you have any idea how much this property we're on right here is worth?"
"No clue," Jesse said. "But what I do know now is that you've quietly had it on the market for over a year, and yet here you are."
"I don't even live here full time," he said. "I spend most of the week at my place in Boston, near where my club used to be."
Lawton looked up, walked over to the railing, leaned against it, the water behind him in the night.
"Once this deal goes through, I am rich as shit all over again."
"But if it goes sideways," Jesse said, "you're screwed sideways." Cole was a law student, not a forensic accountant, but the kid had done good.
"It sounds like you did burn through an awful lot of money in an awfully short time," Jesse said.
"You have all the fun I've had," Lawton said. "Eventually, you have to pay some dues."
"Somebody's killing people over this land," Jesse said. "I'm going to find out who it is."
Lawton came back across the deck and sat down, then leaned forward in his chair. "For the last time," he said, "you've got me all wrong. Did I get hurt with some bad investments and some truly shitty judgments? Guilty. But if you think that I've had people killed this close to cashing out, you're nuts."
"Unless the people who got killed were in the way."
"They weren't."
"Any chance I'm going to find a connection between you and an ex-cop named Richie Carr?" Jesse said.
"The guy I read shot your deputy and the tree hugger?" Lawton said. "No."
"Blair," Jesse said.
"Excuse me?"
"The tree hugger. Her name is Blair. And if you call her a tree hugger again, I'm going to come over there and stick your elbow in your ear."
"Sorry," Lawton said.
Jesse said, "You ever hear of a guy named Darnell Woodson?"
"Who's that?"
Richie Carr's partner. If I do some digging, any chance I might find a connection between him and you? Knock yourself out, because I never heard of the guy, he said. But you'll probably have as much luck with that digging as those kids did digging those graves on my land.
Jesse got up and walked over to Lawton, close enough that Lawton couldn't have gotten up if he wanted to. So Jesse was looking straight down at him. A cop thing.
You still lying to me, Thomas? Jesse said.
I'm just trying to get out of the way and let this happen now, Lawton said.
Jesse stood there for a moment longer. Lawton continued to stare up at him. There was just a hint of fear in his eyes, as if he was afraid Jesse might suddenly slap him.
Those kids couldn't stop this deal from going through, Lawton said. Neil wouldn't have been able to stop it if he lived.
Maybe I still can, Jesse said.
I thought you told Gary Armstead and me that wasn't your job, Lawton said.
I lied, Jesse said.